Hello there, and welcome to Conversations. I am your host, Connie Minowa. I am here with Justin Miller, who we are going to be interviewing today. Justin, welcome to Conversations.
Good morning, Connie.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. So Justin, we're here with you today because we want to talk about a few different things that you have going on. But one of the main things that we want to talk about is your role here in the music scene in Viroqua and the surrounding area, and also kind of how you have been volunteering your time largely to allow for this sweet little town that we live in to have some new music coming through and some fun, fun events. I was going to just start with, we have this Live on Court Street thing that you have going on. Can you tell me a little bit about how that got started?
Absolutely. Live in Viroqua, we are going into our third season, starting May 25th this summer. How it all began? That's a tough question.
I understand that you kind of helped to facilitate this this Live in Viroqua music scene.
Yeah, it started when I got employed at the Hotel Fortney, and during renovations of the lounge, my initial thought was it would be great if Court Street was just pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
And just have that as kind of an entertainment space. People could eat outside from Noble Ryan, Driftless Cafe, take a drink out there. The owners of the hotel weren't too keen on that just because they did spend some money on an ADA ramp alongside the hotel there, so mm-hmm. It'd be easier for guests to get their luggage inside to the hotel and get checked in and go upstairs for their stay. So I decided, let's try Saturdays. Every other Saturday is what we have been doing. This year's a little different. Oh, we started off with the first and third Saturdays, excuse me, and this summer we are going to every other.
And so it's every other Saturday through the summer then. It starts at the beginning, like in May, late May, and then it runs until how long?
The end of August.
The end of August.
We kind of bookend Memorial and Labor Day this year. We got pretty lucky with how our schedule worked out with other events in the area. We hit Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July weekend.
Nice.
Viroqua Pride Fest, as well as Labor Day weekend. So it's
awesome.
Super exciting. Yeah.
And so you were working at the Fortney, and you just were looking out the window and saying, like, I'd love to see live music out there. I'd love to see this street and the scene, like, come alive a little bit more. Tell me more about, like, then how that kind of got set up.
Yeah, once I kind of had that thought go through my head, we had a couple meetings with the owners. They thought that would be a great idea. And then I found some like-minded community folks, Brandy Meyer, Christina Dahlhausen, Eddie Nix, Scott Klimek at Bad Axe Music, Chris Clemens with the Chamber. We all got together that first year and kind of really hashed out what it would look like, what we would need to do to get the funding for the quality entertainment to the city. And then after those talks, we proposed this all to the city, got some permits, drew some maps, made sure they knew that we were going to be safe. We followed all the protocol that we needed through with them, did some walkthroughs with the chiefs of police and fire department, as well as Nate Torres, the city administrator. And here we are going into year three.
And so you really shut the street down. I mean, it's there's a big stage that's at the front, or I guess we would say the what would be the west side? Or no, east side of the Court
Street. East side, yes.
Yeah, and there's, can you kind of paint a picture for me of what the event looks like once the streets shut down and there's music starting to happen? What does that look like?
Sure. Friday night, I get out there and I put out some no parking signs. So we kind of avoid extra cars on that street Saturdays, which are tough because there's the farmer's market, there's the cafe serving lunch. But we get this big 1967 flatbed Ford that the Robles from the hotel bought and transitioned into a 20-foot by 16-foot flatbed. It's pretty neat. So that is our stage. That usually gets set up around 10 a.m. We start getting our barricades up, And by about 12:30, Shade Haven comes in and pulls one of their Shade Haven units in.
That, I remember that. Yes.
Yes. Yes. That doubles as a beer tent for us and some nice shade relief on Court Street. Vendors usually start pulling in around 2 o'clock, get set up for their food, get grills going, whatever they need to do.
What kind of vendors would we be seeing out there?
This year we have RC Tacos coming. They're new to the game. So I'm sure they'll be serving up some nice Mexican out of Virtual Center. Kate's Corn, a Roble family member, is doing sweet corn, which is phenomenal. Maybe Lately's is going to be there doing some smash burgers.
Nice.
Yeah, all and sorts of varieties. It's going to be great.
And then the stage is set and the bands have, I mean, are they just acoustic bands? Are they electric bands? What kind of music are we talking about here?
Oh, we're looking at all sorts. Last year we had Yawo come to town from Togo, Africa. He was authentic African music. It was incredible. We get funk bands, jazz bands, acoustic duos, reggae, all sorts.
So really kind of a nice eclectic mix of music, kind of to, you know, just bring people out and enjoy different types of music, probably things they haven't heard necessarily before either, but yeah. Can be, you know, turned on to like, oh, I love this new band now and it's so fun, and bring them back and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we do have a couple of fan favorites coming back. Viroqua Area Foundation on June 8th is sponsoring High Mileage. They're a local band.
Nice.
They do all the 70s, 80s, 90s covers. People love them. They get out and dance and sing along. Work is coming back out of Madison. They're a funk band. They've played Viroqua quite often, actually, but the people love them, so we keep bringing them back.
Nice. So tell me a little bit. So do we just, is it standing? Do we bring a chair to sit on to hang out? What does it look like as far as the audience is?
Depends on how you're feeling that day. We do have folks that come and set up some real estate with chairs and blankets at early afternoon just to make sure they get a good spot. Other people kick off their shoes and go dancing in the street. It's all really what you're feeling that night.
Yeah, I've been to these before, and it does get pretty dancey, and it's fun to watch everyone just cutting loose and enjoying a summer evening. So, you know, we've been talking about this. As far as like how you get support, can you tell me a little bit more about how you're able to support these bands and this, and you know, bring these different groups to Viroqua?
Yeah, most of the money raised for paying the bands is through local business sponsorships or individual sponsorships, and it's been amazing how supportive our community has been in doing so. And then also to feed some of the back end payments to the bands, we do sell beer at $5 a piece. If you would like an adult beverage, all that money goes straight back into funding either the end of this year's run, or we're going to use it next year to keep the ball rolling.
Because this is a free event now. We don't need to,
correct.
There's no admission fee or anything. It's just, you can just stroll on in to, or stroll on out to Court Street and enjoy the music without having to even pay for anything. You can just come on out and have a free evening of enjoyment.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing I feel that really brings the whole community together, is that we're not singling out or selling expensive tickets. It's, yeah, come by, stroll on in, stay as long as you'd like, spend some money on the vendors or the beverages. If you don't want to, you don't have to either. So,
right. You can just have it be, you know, a nice, fun evening of just enjoyment. And, yeah. No. But if you are going to spend money, there are the vendors. And then who else does this kind of event typically support? It seems like around the area, that the, like, downtown, like businesses, yep, would also benefit from this kind of event, because they're, people are getting out and doing something, or maybe they're going to stop in for dinner and then they're going to stroll out for the music.
Absolutely. Court Street is packed on these evenings. We've been averaging, I would say, anywhere from 700 to 1,200 people an evening. So the Hotel Fortney Lounge, Noble Rind, Driftless Cafe, Tangled Hickory around the corner, these places are flooded with people all evening long, which is amazing to see.
Well, and we see that the records store and the bookstore are open downtown, usually to have people strolling in there. Yeah, it seems like a great way for businesses to be supported as well.
Absolutely, yep. And that's why we keep it downtown, because we get support from most of those businesses around the neighboring blocks. So we kind of want to keep it downtown, and hopefully people go support them that evening.
So is there an umbrella organization that helps to facilitate all of this? I mean, as far as, you know, because you're volunteering your time.
Correct, yes.
You don't get paid for this work. You're just doing it for the love of music and for the love of your community. So, and then these organizations, or excuse me, these bands get support as well. But how, what's the overall, overarching organization or business that runs this?
Sure. So through our work with Music in the Parks, which we can talk about later, Christina Dahlhausen, myself, Brandy Meyer, and Charlie Knower are the four board members that run a nonprofit called Fourth Stream. Fourth Stream was created, I would say maybe about 12, 13 years ago, by some gentlemen in town for the sole purpose of bringing musical education and entertainment to the city of Viroqua. I have since been asked to join that board, and we have taken that over in the summer of 2022. So that's right before Live in Viroqua was started. And that's kind of the umbrella that runs Live in Viroqua Driftless Music Festival.
So this is a 501c3?
It is, yes. We are a nonprofit 501c3.
Very good. If someone wanted to check out where you are on is there an online organization or an online place where people could go and check out the Fourth Stream, is it?
We are trying to build more awareness of Fourth Stream. Right now, it seems like Driftless Music Festival, everybody knows what that is. Live in Viroqua is starting to get a name for itself. But Fourth Stream, we need to get more knowledge out there, and we are working on that. But people can go to driftlessmusicfestival.com, and I think there is some short little snippets on there about what Fourth Stream is and our mission.
Awesome, awesome. Well, hey, you're listening to Conversations. I'm your host, Connie Minowa, and you're on listening to us at WDRT.org. You will also find us on the radio at 91.9 FM. And yeah, we are community-supported radio. I am here with Justin Miller. We are interviewing him about the Driftless music scene that's happening this summer and some of the fun things that are going to be going on in Viroqua. So getting back to Live in Viroqua, we talked about, that you're volunteering your time. How much time would you say it takes to be organizing such a large amount of bands to be coming and going from Viroqua?
That is something I should have been taking care of when we started this, so I actually have a real number for you. But it's a lot. I would say it's every day, almost every day year round. I am answering emails from bands that are interested in playing or working out contracts with their managers. Day of, I'm usually on Court Street from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So those numbers start adding up quickly. It's well into the hundreds for sure.
You volunteer for Live in Viroqua, and then you also are putting a different hat on to do Music in the Parks. Now, can you describe what that's all about?
Yeah, Music in the Parks, Wednesday evenings, every Wednesday, June through August, going into our fifth year of Music in the Parks. It's another free opportunity for families and friends to gather for live music. And we highlight our county parks, Sidey Hollow and Asofia. And we just alternate back and forth every week. This year we are starting, I believe, June 5th or June 7th at Sidey Hollow.
And so where is Sidey Hollow and Asofia Parks?
Sidey Hollow, you can take 56 West out of town if you were to turn off a main street at Walgreens and just head out of town a bit to Double X. Turn left onto Double X. and you will follow that road down until you see the big signs for Sidey Hollow. Just turn down to the main entrance and come on in. It's a beautiful park.
And then Sophia, where is that in relation to Viroqua?
That is located in between Viroqua and Westby. Again, if you were to take 56 West out of town and turn right instead on County B, you would follow that until Park Street, which is probably smack dab in the middle of Viroqua and Westby. And then just turn on in and you'll see the main park entrance, and hopefully you can find a parking spot close enough.
I've heard it does get pretty busy there. What's kind of like an average turnout for these events as far as the music in the park?
Music in the parks, I'd say we're probably drawing about 400 or 500 people an evening. The first year, we probably had about 50 people. We did that first year, we did just August Wednesdays. And that was the summer of 2020. Just really needed an excuse to get back outside. And
right, during the pandemic, people still need music.
Yeah, and, you know, you could plug in your computer and watch live streams and send Venmo cash to your bandmates that you liked watching. But we really wanted to get outside, and Christina Dahlhausen kind of came up with the idea of getting into the parks. And that first year, they weren't very well attended, but we had some great musicians, some local friends, Lou Shields, Jay Hoffman. And then the second year going into it, we had Tug play. Tug is a reggae band, kind of a reggae rock band out of La Crosse. They've become good friends of mine. And that third show of the second year, we had about 450 people show up at Sidey.
Nice.
And we all looked at each other like, what have we done?
Again, parking would probably be an issue there too then.
And it just kind of blew up from there. And we kind of have been sustaining that size crowd ever since. We've had a couple finales for our series. One was the Dead Horses. I think there was probably 800 people at that show at Sidey Hollow that night.
They're a pretty popular band.
Yeah, they're
for
huge.
For this area. They really, they bring out a crowd.
It was unbelievable. If you know Sidey Hollow and the main entrance, there were cars parked all the way back to the main entrance.
Which is a long way to walk.
It's like a half-mile walk to the stage.
Right. So again, these are free events though too. Is that not what, I mean, this is a something people can go out and do. They don't have, there's no cover, there's no admission fee.
Yep.
You just
nope.
get to walk on
bring
in
a lawn and chair or bring a blanket and have a little picnic. Otherwise we do have food and beer vendors, as well at these events. I believe Mark Meehan, the president of the Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forests, the entity that runs music in the parks, has gotten to draft beer back this year. So I know that's a big crowd pleaser. We went to Cannes last year and, you know, saw a little dip, but draft beer will be back. Chad at FootJoy will be there as well, serving up pizzas and pints as well. So he's been with us going into the fourth year now. So
awesome. So you can get some good pizza, get a nice beverage, and just sit down and enjoy. That's awesome. It sounds like a lot of fun. I haven't made it out to Music in the Park yet, but I am definitely looking forward to that this year.
Save your Wednesdays.
So this is a Wednesday night. Every other Wednesday every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Every other week is a different park.
Right, right. And so is there a site, like a website that someone could look up?
We are the Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forests page. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram for all of our events for that. Music is usually ready to rock for 6 o'clock. They play for a couple hours. The bands, another unique thing about this is the bands play for free. They agree to set up their own sound and trust that the people will be generous. In the crowd, I walk around with a big tip jug, and I just have a pint of beer and a tip jar and say hi to everybody and thank everybody for coming. And if you can put a buck or 20 bucks in there, all the money in the tip jar goes to the band. I would say over the last 3 or 4 years, they've been averaging close to $1,000 an evening.
Oh, wow.
Through the generosity of the fans. So
yay, Viroqua fans.
It's incredible.
And people, Driftless fans of music, thanks for helping us keep this going. Because, again, you just volunteer your time to do this work, so thank you, too, as well. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it.
And so you said there's some new bands coming this year. Can you describe some of the bands that might be coming to the Music in the Park?
Music in the Parks, yeah. This year we have, I think there's 7 or 8 of the 13 weeks that are new bands. And some of them I'm not familiar with. They've kind of reached out to me, and I was like, absolutely, let's give them an opportunity and get in front of a big crowd. One of them, some local friends, called the Daddy Longlegs. A.K.A. Sharon is Karen. My buddies Bruce and Kelly, Aaron and Dusty, they do kind of like alternative rock covers. I know Bruce is a big Radiohead and a WDRT volunteer. Yay, Bruce.
Yay, Bruce. Thank you.
So I'm excited for them. I think they're excited, too. I think there's some nervous energy when I talk with those guys. But and then Sharon Barrels is coming from the Madison area. We have Cruisin' Round. They're, I believe, kind of a Grateful Dead influence, kind of jam bandy, getting your groove on, gets your dancing shoes on. The Spunky Bumpkins out of La Crosse.
Some really unique names going on. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Brittany Stiles from 93.3 is the lead singer. So... They're goofy, I think, and just like super fun and interactive, and play some songs you might know and dance along to and sing along to. So, yeah, it's exciting. A old friend, Sandler Wagner, is coming back to town to play his guitar for us. He's down in Terre Haute, Indiana, back in his hometown, and he's coming up with his band called the Skeleton Crew. So
awesome.
I'm sure they do some Americana blues, rock and roll. I can't wait to see him play his guitar again because that guy's amazing.
Yes, he is an amazing guitar player. Yes, and we miss him as part of our music scene here, but it would be great to have him back.
Absolutely. He's super excited. I think he's got a couple other shows that weekend, too. If you check out the Skeleton Crew, I think he's playing Footjoy that Friday and then Tumbled Rock and Baraboo that Saturday. So kind of
awesome.
Cool. Making a run of it.
Nice. So we're here with Justin Miller, who is working hard to get Viroqua to be on the map as a fun place to see live music. And we're talking about Music in the Parks. What would you say, Justin, as far as like, does the money go? Does some of the money go back into the parks as far as ways that the parks can get maybe some improvements?
Absolutely. We have a donation bin always on the Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forests table, which is usually somewhere near our beer sales. We sell T-shirts, and I think this year we'll have some stickers and some new cups that people can reuse. And then, like Live in Viroqua, we offer $5 beverages. All of that money goes back into our account to help promote and enhance our parks. I know some of the money raised, they had some bridges at Duck Egg needing some new wood. They were falling apart, and I think we spent about $8,000 that helped restore those bridges, which was well needed. So definitely a lot of neat things and opportunities. There's some new signage, some new bat houses, some new bird houses. So all sorts of neat things that the money is going back into and then enhancing our parks and the experience people get when they go there.
And both of these, if we're talking Music in the Park and we're talking Live in Court Street or Live at Court Street, these are outdoor events. Is it rain or shine when people are coming out to these events?
Yeah.
Should they be checking the website, or is it just like, unless it's going to be like lightning and thundering,
plan
to come out?
We have been very fortunate.
right, knock on wood.
On wood. I always say it doesn't rain on my parade, and Christina rolls her eyes at me, and she's like, oh my God. And then it doesn't rain. We've only had to cancel one Wednesday out of the first 4 years. That was in year 3, Texas Toast. out of Winona. We didn't want him to drive down the river. It was a really bad storm. So that was the one show we canceled. I missed one show for Live in Viroqua last year for a family member's graduation party during the Lainey Jones show. She's from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, that was a fun one.
Oh, you were there.
I was there.
Oh, man, I wish I was. Apparently, there was like a 10-foot or a 10-minute little cell that came through, and they just kept on rocking.
They got off and stage, but they kept on rocking.
Yeah, they played in the street. They grabbed the saw and an acoustic guitar and just played in the middle of the street.
It was raining super hard.
The pictures are amazing. Yeah, so those are the only two rain situations I can remember. Oh, well, there's another one. Setting up for work. When was that? Was that year one? We set up in the pouring rain all day. Me, Brian, and Larry.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple of the owners from the Hotel Fortney. We're on Court Street, soaked all day. And we were just like, it's going to pass. It'll pass. You know? It's going to work out. And Shane Kuba and Lucas, who are our sound guys, you know, had all their equipment ready to rock. Usually I get up on stage around 5 to 6 and say hi to everybody. And it was like magic. I got on stage and said, you know, good evening, thanks for coming. And the sun was just like ablaze on Court Street.
Right, because you're facing west when you're on stage. So you're like seeing the sun set as the night progresses.
It's actually really beautiful. And by 7 o'clock, it's past the building, so you get some relief. But for the first hour or so, the bands are in the direct sun. We've been pretty lucky. We're working on some rain contingencies in the case that there is a really bad storm. Chatting with some local businesses to see if we could move it into their, you know, gathering space. It's a work in progress. We don't have anything set yet, but it doesn't rain.
It doesn't rain. So, yeah, because the live on Court Street is like from 5 to 9
yep,
p.m.?
We open up the gates at 5 o'clock. Beer and food sales start at 5, and then music from 6 to 9. And like I said earlier, music in the parks usually runs from everything's ready by 5, music from 6 to 8.
6 to 8. All right. And, yeah, I was at that show with the big cell, like 10-minute cell that came through, and a rainbow, like...
I bet it was so awesome.
It was like a rainbow behind the stage. It was so beautiful. So, like, yeah, and everyone was just like... They all ducked into different places, but then everyone, you know, poured back out, and we just kept enjoying the evening. So that was definitely a memorable one.
I know that was probably a crowd favorite. I've gotten a lot of people that said, man, Lainey rocked, and it rained, and it was so fun, and there's some cool pictures. And so, kind of a bummer I missed it, but I'm glad everybody enjoyed it.
Well, yeah. Definitely makes it so that you definitely want to come out to these events because they are fun, they're memorable. It's a great. I mean, one thing that I really love about these events is that you just see so many people as you're out and about. Like it just seems like everyone comes out and
it's really neat.
All of a sudden,
it's amazing.
Yeah, you're seeing like so many friends and people are just enjoying spending time together. Kids are running around, people are dancing. It's just such a lovely. It seems like such a poignant and lovely way for our community to enjoy the summer together.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. It's kind of one of the big things that I take away from it is kind of the feeling of community. And that's kind of why it keeps driving me to do it, is to bring people together and have an experience together for maybe just a few hours, but to forget everything we seem to disagree on sometimes and just focus in on one really beautiful evening together. You might meet a new friend, like you said, see some old friends, and just come in and hang out and have fun and smile and dance, listen to good tunes, eat good food, and that's what keeps me coming back for more.
I totally agree. It's definitely... The Court Street music has definitely been like a priority for me as far as my summer entertainment goes.
That's
make
great.
Sure to be around for that and enjoy I mean, I agree that there's a big part of it for me that's just seeing, like, the community at its best, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just
absolutely
wonderful yep. thing.
And I love it.
Yeah, and speaking of community, there's a big event that we all are looking forward to this summer as well, which is the Driftless Music Festival, which also is another wonderful event that you're a part of and that Christina Dollhouse kind of spearheads. But it's definitely another event where people can get out and have a great time in Viroqua. It's a one-day only event, though. Can you tell me about the Driftless Music Fest?
Yeah, the Driftless Music Fest, like I said, was started... I think it was the original, like, Driftless Jazz Festival that turned into what is now Fourth Stream with Charlie Knower and Bill Mutlong and I believe Joel Johnson were some of the original guys that started Fourth Stream and then kind of transitioned that Driftless Jazz Festival into what you see now is Driftless Music Festival.
Because Fourth Stream is that nonprofit that you mentioned earlier. This is a nonprofit running this event?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's all volunteer run. We spend a lot of time getting business sponsorships as well as like we do for Live in Viroqua. Christina does most of the booking for Driftless Music Festival, but we have some great bands coming to town. There's a Ukrainian band playing this year. The name is slipping me right now, but we can fill that in. And they send all of their kind of tour funds that they raise back to support their families and friends in the Ukraine. So that's going to be pretty neat. Davina and the Vagabonds is headlining this year's Driftless Music Festival. So that should be pretty fun. We have a couple local bands. The South Street Band is going to kick us off at noon and just provide some entertainment for an hour or so to kick things off. We got the Freaks of Nature, who I believe are going into their 23rd, 24th year of being a band. These guys are all from the local area. I think there's 17 Daves in the band. No, I think there's only three, but it's hard to keep track of all those Daves.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, how many bands will actually be performing at the Driftless Music Festival?
Do you know this year there will be five.
Five bands. Yeah. Awesome. And what's the timeline that the bands, like, when does it start? When does it end?
Yeah, Driftless Music Festival, one-day event, as Connie mentioned. It is Saturday, July 13th at Eckerd Park, which is right in the heart of Viroqua. It is located right next to the courthouse, and you can't miss it. It's got the big Dragon Park in there. And
yep, the kids call it the Dragon Park or the Rocket Park.
It's such a beautiful space, and music kicks off at noon this year. Food vendors and beverages will be available probably by 11 o'clock. We have all sorts of food vendors. I can't even name half of them, but there will be Utter Brothers and Julie's Catering, and I think Noble Rhine might pop in, and maybe Lately's and Kate's Corn. It's Jovita's Taco Truck or RC Tacos, one of the two. It's going to be crazy. Last year we had probably 4,000 people come through this park on a one-day event.
4,000. And, yeah, people actually, like, travel from other places to come to this music festival.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a destination weekend for Viroqua, and a destination event for Viroqua. So
it's incredible what those guys started. I believe we're going into our 12th Driftless Music Festival. 2020 and 21, there was a couple years that they didn't happen, so it's 12 or 13, so it's been going on for quite a while.
And again, you said everyone's just volunteering their time to do this, which is, again, amazing. All of these things are very volunteer-led, volunteer-run events that are happening in Viroqua. So it's great, you know, just big kudos to everyone who's involved. If someone wanted to get involved, who would they want to talk to with the Driftless Music Festival or Music Fest?
Yeah, if you are interested in volunteering, we could always use an extra hand with setup or tear down or just people kind of monitoring the crowd, making sure everybody's behaving themselves, collecting donations, all sorts of fun stuff to be done You could reach out to myself. You could email me at justin@thehistoricfortney.com or Christina Dahlhausen. We have flyers all over the town for Live in Viroqua. I'm sure you could figure out how to get a hold of us pretty easily.
Yeah, because, I mean, as far as, like, the event is concerned, it's rain or shine, as we talked about with these other events. And so if it is raining, you know, sometimes you got to punt and pivot to make sure that the vendors are doing good, that, you know, people are comfortable. I know that even with that event, too, there are actual artisans that come as well and sell different cool
wares. We kind of open it up to whoever would like to come and share their talents, either, you know, some arts and crafts. Jason Kiley does those really funny coffee mugs and buttons, so he's come around to a few of our events and sold those. If you're wanting to vend, again, just reach out to us. Try to get a hold of us via email. We'll get you on the list. We'll get you a spot to set up your tent, and you can come out and sell your goods.
Yeah, again, what a great way to support local restaurants, local food vendors, and local artists. It is definitely a lot of fun. And in, you know, talking about that, what would you say, you know, as far as the economic impact on Viroqua or in the, around the surrounding area? Like, how would, is there a way that you've kind of tried to calculate what the impact is to the local economy?
Yeah, Christina Dahlhausen worked with the economic development part of Vernon County for the better part of the last 6 years. And there are some kind of calculators you can estimate crowd size and, you know, take those numbers and plug them into a calculator. If they're staying overnight, you can kind of grasp a number for that. If they're just in town for the evening for the event, there's another number. So you kind of plug all these numbers in, and you get a pretty big number when you look at Live in Viroqua, Driftless Music Festival, and Music in the Parks as a whole. I would say over the 5 years of Music in the Parks, or we're going into year five, so four of those, two Live in Viroquas, and we have been a part of two Driftless Music Festivals. That number is well north of $1 million raised for local businesses. Could be pushing two. It's just incredible that, you know, the work of few supports so many.
Yeah, and I've noticed that a lot with just, you know, when you're down at the Live at Court Street event, you know, you go into Noble Rind and they're like
slam packed,
slammed,
just
with
running around.
Yeah, and like I'm sure the Driftless Cafe is also like that. I mean, it's just and obviously the Fortney is
The lounge is,
yeah,
people like to sit down in the lounge and kind of be away from the big crowd, and they can get cocktails, wine inside, and then they can come back out for a little more enjoyment, go back in.
Right.
That whole street is bustling that whole evening. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's super fun to see.
And it's, I mean, I know that the businesses really appreciate that support as well. So if you are coming into Viroqua for any of the Live at Court Street of music, definitely try to pop in and support some of those local businesses too. I know they really appreciate that very much. And then also the Driftless Music Festival, that or Music Fest that day, you know, knock on wood, the weather's great. I mean, you can stop in at the farmer's market in the morning before you head
Saturday's
on over.
Saturday's farmer's market.
And, you know,
get a coffee at Wonder State, some gelato maybe.
Yep, and then also, like, the kids can play in the playground while you're waiting for the music to start. So speaking of music, we're here with Justin Miller, and you're listening to us at 91.9 FM, WDRT Viroqua. I'm your host for this conversation. My name's Connie Minowa, and yeah, we're here talking about Music in the Park. We're here talking about the Driftless Music Festival, or Music Fest, sorry, I keep saying festival, and also the music on Court Street. So, yeah, we've talked about these. Can you just share some anecdotal highlights that you have from going through these experiences the last few years working at this? I mean, what you know, you talked about just enjoying the community, but can you, you know, have there been some moments that just really stick out to you when you think about these events that are happening here in Viroqua or
yeah.
in the area?
I just had a community member ask me not too long ago, like, what makes your heart, what was that? What makes your heart sing? That's what she asked. And it's a pretty quick answer. And I think it culminates at the end of evenings for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously getting to the day of event is such a relief.
Right.
Because it takes so long to get there. And we're almost there. But she asked me what makes my heart sing. And it's getting up on stage every evening and saying thank you mm-hmm. to everybody. That's my biggest takeaway, is that we have created something that people really love and enjoy, and we never thought it could be as popular or as supported as it is,
mm-hmm.
which is also a really good feeling, too,
right?
Because we just kind of had this idea and just ran with it, and here we are, and it just makes me feel so good when I can get up on stage and everybody is just elevated and feeling good and just dance their butts off all night.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the special moments for me, is to say thank you for supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
That gives me the best feeling.
Yeah, because it really is. I mean, these are family-friendly events. Like, I mean, whole families come out and just enjoy, you know, an evening with, you know, the kids running around and friends. And yeah, it does feel like at the end of the night, there's kind of like this glow to everyone, just like
yeah,
that
yeah.
they've really been able to be out and enjoying themselves. And I mean, some of the bands that have played, too. I mean, the People Brothers band, like, I mean,
so awesome.
It was like, I mean, some of the most... I mean,
they got something.
They do.
Speaking of the People Brothers band, June 22nd for Pride Fest, they're headlining.
Nice.
So they'll be in town.
That is awesome, because yeah. that's a fun band to watch. I mean, they are
good energy.
Hardcore professionals, too, as far as, I mean, I've seen a lot of music over the years, but man, that lead singer, she nails
Mama
it.
Mama T,
yeah. So
she's amazing. And just her messages between songs or... during songs,
right?
She's all positivity and love and being
totally,
kind.
Totally, totally.
Yeah,
and that rubs off on the audience. I mean,
yep.
her energy is like. I remember at the end of that night, I was just like, I mean, I think just everyone felt like a little lighter for a while, like just
yeah,
you know, and that feels really good to like enjoy that kind of music and also like just. Like go home with a smile on your face.
Yeah, when I lived in Madison years ago, probably 10 years ago now, I saw them at the Crystal Corner Bar, and it was the first I'd never heard of them. I just happened to be there, and there was live music. It was People Brothers band, and I had that like oh my god reaction. Like
mm-hmm.
what did I just see? And it just made me feel so good. I've gotten to know these folks through their work at Driftless Music Gardens with Bonfire and People Fest. I volunteered out there for years, and I've become friends with most of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool.
Nice.
And they come to town and entertain us for a couple hours. They're amazing.
Well, and I speaking of entertainment, as I remember, oh my gosh, last year the for the Driftless Music Fest, there was a fire spinning at the end of the night.
Oh yeah, the Renza Fire Tribe.
And I was completely taken aback. I think that performance was like probably an all-time favorite that I've seen in Viroqua, like top five best performances I've ever seen.
Will be back. They are our bookend to Driftless Music Festival. It's kind of become a thing.
Can you describe a little bit for the audience, like what they do there, what it's like at the end of the night with them coming out?
Yeah, usually when they get on stage, the sun is going down and the night is beginning, and it gets dark, and all the kids sit up in front on the grass on the by the pavilion.
Everyone kind of circles around.
Yeah, it's really neat. I don't know how many members there are now. I think there's probably five or six. And I think they make their own beats and their own music for their dances, or some of their songs is their own creation. And they do kind of belly dancing, fire spinning. They have huge headdresses on with like flames shooting out of them, and
yeah, I remember
they're incredible.
I remember one gal last year had a dress, that, yeah, like a hoop dress that was all on fire as, yeah, she was dancing, and it was just incredible performance of like just with the nighttime, like, and the kids, and the just everything is dark, but these yeah, artists, and it's just it's an amazing performance. It's like
it's a really high energy finish to the evening.
Right.
They,
definitely.
They really bring it, and they're super talented, and they're safe. So
right. They definitely have been, I mean, don't try this at home, kids, but it's, they definitely are really good at what they do, and they've practiced safely to, yeah, get there. So
I believe you have to be licensed. So they are like licensed professionals at what they do.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's so fun to watch them. I definitely would recommend that if you're going out to the Driftless Music Fest that you'd stick around for that, because that is truly a remarkable thing to watch, and it's not something you see every day. And I know it was definitely a top thing for me to see in this community. And just like, and then you go to see them at the co-op and you're like, oh my God, yeah, you're so amazing. I didn't know you could do that. Oh my God. And it's just like so exciting. Yeah. So that's a fun part too. Yeah, and then just, you know, as far as like the music fest is, it's July 13th, you said?
Always the second Saturday of July.
Second Saturday. And it runs, so it's running from 11 to 9 or so.
Yep.
And people can come out, bring, you know, a lot of people tend to bring a little, maybe a little picnic basket of snacks.
Yeah, like
lawn
we
chairs.
Will have vendors, but if you want your own snacks or the kiddos have a certain thing they like, you're welcome to bring that. Come early. Last year I was setting up at about 8 a.m. and there was probably 200 folding chairs on the grass already for people setting up their spots.
Right, because you bring, yeah, I mean, you kind of park yourself in a spot during the fest, but you also, I mean, mingle and you're, you know, socializing,
yeah,
and
you
grabbing
have a home
snacks.
Base.
Yeah. And yeah, I usually see people out with like maybe a beer cooler and blankets and sun hats, and kids, you know, are just running around having fun on the hill, and
people in hammocks. There's a lot of trees in the parks. If you want to just relax, kick back in your hammock, you can do that. It's really impressive, like how many people show up. Like,
it is.
It's so awesome.
It's so if you think about the park, there's a pavilion where the music is happening. But then there's this large lawn, and it just goes back and back, you know.
Gradual hill.
Yep, and lots of trees. And so you see, you know, you can see the music, but you also, yeah, you can be perched up on the hill. You can just kind of, you know, people bring their dogs out as long as they're, you know, friendly. And like dogs are, you know, having little hangouts. And, yeah, and the kids, you know, usually the kids are just running all over. Maybe they're going to go to the Dragon Park. And play for a while.
And the park bowl is right down there.
Yeah.
Kids want to go bring their bats and gloves or shoot some buckets.
Right. And then it's just like a circle of vendors all around. So you can kind of like go and snack on some food, come back to your, you know, picnic blanket or your chairs and just sit back and enjoy some music and have a really nice Saturday in Viroqua. And Justin, I know that you even though you're doing all this work volunteering, you did receive a pretty good pat on the back from the 2023 Community Champion Award that you received this last year. You said mentioned something about it to me in passing, and I was very excited for you because you definitely deserve to be highlighted in this community. And
oh, thank you.
And it's the 33rd annual event for this kind of award, and yeah, so you got the 2023 Champion Award, Community Champion.
Community Champion Award, yeah. Formerly called, I believe, just Volunteer of the Year. They changed it to Community Champion. It was a neat event. I got to go for a dinner and a meet and greet in Green Bay last Friday. And it made some of all of this work worth it.
Right.
It was cool to be acknowledged at the state level. So it just shows that, you know, a little idea and a couple like-minded folks put it all together and you know, people start seeing what you're doing and acknowledging you, and it feels pretty darn good.
That's awesome. Where's your award in your house? Where'd you put it?
It's currently laying on my kitchen table.
All right. Awesome. Like, you work at the hotel, the Fortney Hotel, and you must be seeing people come in who are like, I'm here for this band tonight. I'm here to, you know, so these businesses are, it's not just the food vendors, yeah. It's not just the food, the restaurants that are nearby, but also like the hotels, the Airbnbs. I mean, people do come to make it, you know, a weekend thing.
Yeah, well, we are working on something out with the owners of the hotel and obviously you with your Airbnb this year.
Earthology Retreat yeah. Center Airbnb.
For our musician friends coming to town this year, we'll be able to put them up in either the Airbnb or the hotel this year. And yeah, there are nights where there are 14 suites at the Hotel Fortney that I would say, if not all of them, 90% of the rooms are booked for people coming to the music because they want to see the band.
Right.
So
right.
It's pretty neat to see that. You know, I've been with the Hotel Fortney since its beginning in March of 21. To see that building get completely redone and what it is now is amazing. And then, you know, to be able to put bands up is incredible. We had Joseph Huber and his band play in the lounge earlier this year. And I showed them to their room, and they were just like, whoa. They walked in, and they were like, this is the nicest room we've slept in months.
Right, so. Right. Well, and see, I mean, that's another component of your work, too, Justin. I mean, just to keep tooting the horn here for you, that you also work at the Fortney Hotel, and that you also provide music through that venue. I mean, like, yeah. Can you talk a little bit more about, like, I mean, your role at the Fortney Hotel and how you're bringing music into that space as well?
Absolutely. I was hired as the hotel lounge manager back in March of 21. Like I said, I was their first hire. It was super funny. The lounge was completely gutted still, and we would meet here and there on buckets for chairs. There was this obnoxiously huge heater in the room because it was the dead of winter, and that thing would kick on like every 5 minutes. So then we just have to awkwardly sit at like stare at each other
and wait for the room to heat up a little bit more before you go back to the conversation.
That's when I found out Larry has one of the most contagious laughs. That guy, once he starts laughing, you can't help yourself but laugh. But yeah, I got hired. You know, and they said that the lounge was going to be open in June of that year, and I thought they were crazy because it was gutted. There was nothing in there.
It was, and yeah,
and
I mean,
what it looks like now is what it looked like on June 3rd of that year, 3 months later.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
The space has totally been renovated.
Yeah.
All everything. Like, and the rooms are all different, too. And it's
all different shapes and sizes.
There's an elevator in there. And this is like a historic building in Viroqua.
Built in 1899. It's pretty, pretty amazing, the vision that the Robles had to take on that adventure, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, so as the thing started progressing, I thought open mic would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we do an open mic with Dylan Harris and Dylan Harris Music. Big shout out to him. He's amazing. One of the hardest working guys. He does it every day, all over the place. So he comes in every third Tuesday. And he'll play some tunes, and then it's kind of open mic night for local and regional musicians to come in and play some tunes for us, and just hang out, have a pint, get some good food from Noble Ryan, get a pizza from the Trifless Cafe. And then I think moving into next winter, we're going to have a little 5-part series of some quality musicians.
Oh, awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about multi-talented people that are around this community that come out and just want to share their music with you as well?
Yeah, Viroqua, so many talented people.
It is kind of special, I think, in that way. There's definitely a lot of people that enjoy music here. And
it's Amazing. Yeah. I wish I knew how to play music.
Well, and obviously, you know, we have the Temple Theater as well, but and that there's some great music that comes through there.
Oh, their lineup's been solid this year.
Yeah.
So good. Pokey Lafarge just come into town. They just booked Mason Jennings, who I love. So kudos to them. They're bringing in some great talent.
I'm here with Justin Miller. This is 91.9 FM. You're listening to Conversations. I'm your host, Connie Minowa. And we're just talking about music in the Driftless region, but specifically fun music that's coming to Viroqua, and how Justin has been so great at volunteering much of his time to support live and local music in the area. Do you want to give a shout out to any more people before we wrap up here soon that are people that maybe need a pat on the back next time we see them at the co-op and say thank you?
Yeah, just a big thank you to the Roble family, Sue and Larry, Brian and Amy, for giving me the opportunity to be a part of the historic Fortney. Brandy Meyer, my partner, she's incredible. She's always behind the camera. Give her a high five. She spends a lot of time editing photos. Christina Dahlhausen, Scott Klemick, Eddie Nix, Chris Clemens at the Wisconsin, at the Main Street Chamber.
Chris is someone that's always buzzing around the live in Court Street.
Oh, yeah, he's got his videos going.
He's trying to, get it out there as well. He's what is his job again?
He is the executive director of the chamber.
Yes, of the Chamber of Commerce for Viroqua. Awesome. Yep. Yes, Chris is also really. Who else? Anyone else that you want to mention?
Jake and Tanya Forecash. They kind of spearhead our volunteers. Joe and Lisa Aller. So many people have helped along the way. Maggie, Mark, and Stephanie Meehan. There's so many people I'm forgetting. I know. But it takes a crew. Shane Kuba, Lucas Ribbons, those guys are amazing sound techs. They help out so much. The Purdy crew, Sam, Jasmine, they've done a lot in supporting us.
Yeah, and Sam would be here with this interview right now, but he is currently at a music festival in New Orleans.
Well,
so
good for him.
Yeah. But we're enjoying this conversation. Justin, you are such a gem in our community. We want to thank you. I'm sure a lot of people would like to thank you right now and say thanks for helping bring music here. Thanks for exposing us to new music. Thanks for supporting local as much as you do and really helping the community to have some really fun and delightful summers in Viroqua, Wisconsin. Yeah. So thank you so much, Justin. Really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Please tune in to Conversations. We air on Thursdays at 9 a.m. And we are certainly wanting to highlight people in the community. So if you do have any suggestions for us as far as someone to interview, please let us know. And thank you, Justin Miller, for being with me today and chatting about all this great stuff.
Thank you, Connie. Have a great day.
You too. Enjoy.